Dreamscape presents The Alpine Xanadu by Mary Daheim, narrated by Tanya Eby. 1. I was stunned by the letter from my old pal and Oregonian newspaper compatriot, Mavis Marley Fulkerston. Not having heard from her in over 2 months, I was worried. The reason for the lapse was valid, but the rest of the message upset me. Dear Emma, she began. Sorry for not thanking you sooner for the exquisite mother-of-pearl vase you sent for Christmas. Ray and I love it. Your backwoods gallery owner has surprisingly good taste. Ray and I took our usual post-holiday Oahu trip to escape Portland's gray skies. We had a great time, until we were waiting for the airport shuttle to take us home, and Ray had a heart attack. One quadruple bypass later, he was pronounced viable, if ornery, and sent to rehab for 2 weeks. He's still grouchy, and I may have to kill him. Your recent close call with death horrified me. Hope you've recovered by now. Hope you've also deep-sixed your zany idea about marrying the local sheriff. That shocked me more than hearing about the nut who tried to kill you both. The last time we talked about Milo Dodge was years ago, just before you dumped him. He sounded so unlike your kind of guy and about as exciting as meatloaf. Maybe you've spent too much time in Alpine. What happened to the independent, culturally aware, free-thinking gal I knew on the Oregonian? I envision you atrophying like a petrified cedar stump in that isolated mountain burg. Okay, it's none of my business. I know you've been looking for a new man since Tom Cavanaugh died. I never met him, but when he abandoned you for his...